why did Jesus die? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 308, simply titled, Why Did Jesus Die? I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Pardon me. This question, beloved, is of vital importance because your eternal destiny depends upon your answer to it. Do you know why Jesus died? If not, I believe God has sent me across your path to tell you. First of all, sin brings death. Sin brings death. In God's holy word, the Holy Bible, we learn that death came into the world because of sin. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 12, in the Holy Bible, the Bible says, Wherefore, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans 6:23 says, The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. You and I die because we are sinners. We have forfeited our right to live on the earth because of our sin. Romans 3:23 states, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Secondly, dear friend, please understand, Jesus died for us. Jesus did not die for himself. Did Jesus die because he had sinned? Absolutely not. Listen to the inspired word of God in the Holy Bible. In him, in Jesus, is no sin. And I'm quoting. I quote, Who did no sin? Jesus did no sin. I quote, Who knew no sin? Jesus didn't even know sin at all. In his heart, in his mind, in his soul, in his spirit. Jesus never sinned. Jesus Christ is God. Therefore, death had no claim upon Jesus. But blessed be his name, he gave himself for our sins. This is fantastic news. This is good news. It was love to you and me that caused the Lord Jesus Christ to come down from heaven and die on Calvary's cross. It was love to us that held him on that shameful cross until he had finished the work of atonement to the glory of God. A holy, righteous, just God cannot let sin go unpunished. On the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ bore God's judgment against sin as the holy Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world in our stead, as our substitute. And now God is offering not only forgiveness, but also justification to the repentant sinner who believes in Jesus. Romans 3:26 says, He is just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. God showed his approval of that mighty work by raising the Lord Jesus from among the dead and seating him at his own right hand in heaven. Jesus is the way. There is no other way a sinner can be saved but through the atoning death of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Acts 4:12 in the Holy Bible says, Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Why did Jesus die? Have you ever realized that it was your sins that caused him to die upon the cross? Or ever felt your need of him as your personal Savior? As you hear this little message today, he looks down from heaven upon you, and he reads the thoughts and intents of your heart. He knows your attitude toward your sins, as well as your attitude toward the one who wants to be your Savior and Lord. So may I lovingly and strongly encourage you to turn to him today. Even if you are a stranger to me, God knows all about you. You're not a stranger to God. I urge you not to lay this aside until you have settled this great question and have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Once you see the seriousness of your sinful condition before God and the fact that you're on your way to a devil's hell to be tormented and punished forever, you will never get rest of conscience and heart until you have trusted Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners like you and like me. He made peace through the blood of his cross. We are reconciled. We are reconciled to God by the death of his Son, Jesus Christ. If you do not trust him now as your Savior, you will meet him in eternity as your judge. And that is a fact. For Acts 17:31 says, God hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. So, dear friend, won't you flee to him now for refuge while it is the day of salvation? For 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, in the Holy Word of God says, We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. Are you ready to trust Christ as your Savior today? I'll be glad to lead you in prayer, for the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I've done evil in your sight, and I deserve eternal hell. And I cannot save myself. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, my faults, and my failures. And Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart that you suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul today. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, please visit GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet and article titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The track this podcast is based on is published by Moments with the Book, a non-profit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track online at mwtb.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.